Hello, everyone. Welcome to Outdoors with Sean Merrill. Follow me. Well, we have entered our nursery. Now, not just a regular old baby nursery, but our puppy nursery. You know, one of the best things that I enjoy about hunting is having that hunting companion with me. You know, not just the two-legged kind of companion, but the four-legged companion. It makes the hunt so much more enjoyable. Whether you're out there hunting for rabbits and you've got those beagles that are working the briars for you and busting the rabbits out, or maybe you're going on a waterfowl hunt, a duck hunt, and you've got that Labrador retriever, that golden retriever with you, and they're able, when you drop that game out there in the water, you don't have to go get it. They actually enjoy going out there and getting it for you and bringing it to you. Or maybe you're out there upland bird hunting and you're pheasant hunting or quail hunting. You've got the dogs out there working in front of you, flushing the game. And then when you're able to shoot one, once it hits the ground, they bring it back to you. Just makes it so much more enjoyable. So I've got a treat for you. Because before they become hunting buddies and hunting companions and dogs that are trained, they're puppies. And who doesn't love a bunch of puppies, right? Follow me. Oh, look here. Just what I told you. What a treat. A passel of puppies. Who doesn't love a litter of Labrador Retriever puppies? Look at these little guys and gals. Oh, my goodness. Look how cute. Look at that. Look at that. Future hunting companions right here. Little buddies that you can take with you or even just sit around at the house and they lay right down there on the couch with you or beside your chair. But what we have here, these little puppies, we've got nine puppies in this litter. And out of this litter, there's seven boys and two girls. So a lot of boys in this litter. And right now, they are in the weaning process, kind of the final stages of the weaning process. When they're born, for the first 3 to 4 weeks, they're with mom. And they get all they need from mom because they're on the milk. And they're just getting mom's milk, and that's all they need. And so as they get a little bit older, just like they are right now, around 5 to 6 weeks old, we start weaning them off of mom. And a lot of times she'll help us do that because these little boogers here got some really sharp teeth and they need more than just the milk. They need to progress on and start taking better quality or higher quality food because they're needing more nutrients and more food. And so that's what we're doing now. So what we'll do is once they get about 4 or 5 weeks old, we'll start mixing, kind of softening up some good quality dog food. And or whole life food is what we call it, puppy food. And then we'll mix a lot of other ingredients that's good for them in there. And then so we'll start them off on the mush. So they'll still be getting a little bit of the milk from mom. Then we'll give them the mush a few times a day. And as that progresses on, we progress on to their hard food that they'll eat for the rest of their life, a good quality hard food. So right now, as you can tell, or my knee, that's what they're chewing on right now is my knee. And my fingers, they're kind of teething, so they like to chew on a lot of things, but we've just about got them switched all the way over to the hard food. And so they're doing really well. So once they get on that, then a couple more weeks, we'll start training. And whether it be just for a family who just wants a companion to be at home, because you cannot beat a Labrador Retriever puppy. And so if it's just for at home, or if they're going to go in the field, maybe they're going to go waterfowl hunting, he likes his tail. Or maybe they're going to hunt deer sheds, or who knows what they'll end up doing. But right now, they are a joy to be around. And so, yeah, so they're just about off mom's milk, onto the whole food all together. And who doesn't like a big litter of lab puppies, right? Who doesn't like puppies? Huh? Who wouldn't like y'all? Who wouldn't like y'all? Look at this guy. Isn't he something? You know, our weaning process for puppies is a great way to describe our growth and maturity in Christ. Just as these puppies first had to be fed with milk, we too must begin with milk in our spiritual life. We aren't fully mature yet to understand or digest deep theology. As a new Christian, we must be fed the basics of Scripture in order to grow. It doesn't make much sense to start feeding these puppies hard food, does it? I mean, they couldn't eat it. At that age, they don't even have the capability of chewing it yet, since they don't even have teeth at that point. As we grow in Christ, we move to the meat of Scripture, building on the foundation that was previously laid in our growth. You know, Paul addressed this very thing to the Corinthians. They were struggling with their new faith, you know, because of the immoral society in which they lived. Although they were believers in Jesus, they hadn't grown spiritually just yet. Paul writes in his first letter to the Corinthians in chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat, for hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able." You know, Paul was saying that they were still babes in Christ. They still needed milk in order to grow. They were not ready for the meat yet. So how were they to do that? How could they mature and be ready for the meat? How could they grow in their spiritual life? Paul goes on to share with the church that he planted the seed of God's word in their hearts. And Apollos, who was a leader there, was there to water it. He was there to help the believers grow and become stronger in their walk with Christ. You know, he encouraged them to put their faith in God and his servant Apollos to help them grow, not in the immoral people of Corinth. They would learn how to discern truth from the Scriptures if they were diligent in their pursuit of the truth. There is nothing wrong with being a new Christian, being young in the faith. No matter your age, if that's you, then you need to start with the basics, the milk of Scripture. But it's also our responsibility to seek the truth from the Word and pursue our own growth. As that happens, we will soon be able to digest the meat that will help us continue to deepen our knowledge and our understanding of the God, you know, who loves us and we serve. I sure hope this was helpful. And if you'd like more videos that guide you in the Word of God, check out more at lifeword.org or on social media. I'll see you next time in the great outdoors. Isn't that right? Huh? Isn't that right, Brutus? Oh, no, you're not supposed to do that. This is a clean shirt. Yolanda,